because somebody drinks or they're homeless doesn't make him any less. Like I interviewed a guy, really good friends with him. He does drugs. I don't care. And the reason he does that, and he's homeless, because he lost all hope, because he lost his wife and his son to a drunk driver. Mm-hmm. Why do you still? He's like, he took my wife from me. I said, there's nothing you can do about that. I'm sorry it happened. But you need to be thankful for every day you still got. And what did you learn from that experience? Because hate won't get you anywhere. And that's what I tell people. And coming from a personal point of view, growing up, my anger from being abused and no hope. And when you get told, hey, you know, you're just a number to us in the foster care system. Or it's like my stepmom told me, if I knew all the problems you had, I didn't want nothing to do with you. And then my mom, 15 years ago, I'll be blunt on this, she kills herself. And the words I said to her, you know, I have to live with that. That's what I feel, that people really, if they don't come together, the suicide rate will never go down. Never. As long as we bring hope, as long as you can put a helping hand out there, as long as you can go out, help the downtrodden, give them hope. Oh, they might be stinky, dirty. Who cares? They're still a human being, damn it. Just sit down and say, hey, why is your life the way it is? There's some people like being homeless. Okay, good. That's your lifestyle. But they got hope too. They know how to survive. They got their brotherhood and sisterhood out there, their family. And people don't understand that. They automatically, the homeless piece is a... Guess what? I've been there, done that. But it helped me get where I am in life.
Yeah, are you so adamant? Are you this person now because you wish that someone like you would have come up to you when you were on the streets or...
Yeah, I really do. Hopeless. And say, hey, you know, it's like, hey, I see a tear in your eye and stuff like that. What's going on? Why are you hurting so damn bad? And you can't give something you don't have yourself. That's what I'm all about. Mm-hmm. I was an empty vessel going through life. And anybody got my way growing up, I hope you, and my favorite saying is like, I hope you believe in the Almighty because he can take your, and I'm going to kick your ass. Mm. Because I got to the point and I got physical problems because of being physically beat alone. And people like, well, how did you learn to forgive them, people? I said, let me tell you a little secret about that word. I love myself enough, and the secret to forgiveness, it's for you, not them. And that's just the bottom line with me. That's where my compassion and that's where my convictions come from. And the day they bury me, I hope what they's like, yeah, he was a stubborn fool, but this is what he believed in and he backed it up.